This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Once the underground sound of New York City, hip-hop has become the pop music of the world. Fans from Germany to Japan are bobbing their heads to music from Nelly and 50 Cent, and they're listening to local artists, too. In South Africa, the big name in hip-hop is Pitch Black Afro. He's a rapper with an enormous presence and a hairdo to match. Sean Cole of member station WBUR caught up with him at a Johannesburg nightclub.
The club's called Monaco, an upscale venue tucked into a largely white suburb of the city. No sneakers allowed. Around 1 in the morning, the dancing gives way to a live show of local performers doing R&B, rap, and a homegrown mishmash of different genres called Kwaito. The room's packed and the crowd's pretty mellow until an enormous circle of hair with a stick figure body dangling down from it leaps on stage. Suddenly, people are shoving and scrambling for a better view. Pitch Black Afro immediately launches into his theme song, called Pitch Black Afro. It's one of the hits off his debut album Styling Gel, which garnered him 2 nominations at South Africa's version of the Grammys this year. The lyrics are in Zulu and a slangy mixture of different languages called Tsotsi Taal, which translated literally means thug language. He's basically just introducing himself to the music industry, saying who he is, what he's about, that he's been on the scene a while now and that he's here to stay, just like a lot of American rap songs. The chorus is undeniably clear, even if you don't speak the language. It's a call and response. When I say pitch black, you say afro. Up close, Pitch Black Afro is a lot less imposing than he is on stage. Picture Jimmy Walker from Good Times with a massive afro and 1 front tooth missing. It's all part of the persona, and he's always in character, even in the back of a minivan parked behind the stage at an outdoor show the following night.
Yeah, keep up with what? Yeah, man, you're in for a real ride.
I can tell.
You want a lyrical ride? You want a lyrical ride? Come to me. Come to my side.
His real name is Tulani Ngobo. He says Pitch Black Afro was his second choice for a stage name.
I used to call myself Afro at first. Then I met this producer. His name was Afro. And he was like 4 years before me. And I was like, Pitch Black came as me trying to explain what kind of Afro am I.
He says he was the darkest in his class and mercilessly teased for it, even though all of his classmates were black as well. This was in the township of Soweto in the early 1980s, when blacks living under the apartheid regime were made to feel that their color was a stain.
This perception of being black is wrong. You know, we were fed that by the regime before us. Black was sin, but I couldn't change that, so I had to stick with it and deal with it. You know, and the only way of dealing with it is being proud of it.
But being pitch black wasn't the only thing he was teased about. From the time he was little, he's had a speech impediment that should have made a career in rap impossible.
I'm a stutterer. At that time, I was a quadruple stutterer. You know, when I prayed, especially aloud, I didn't stutter. When I sang, I didn't stutter. So I had only one way of communication, singing or praying. Two forms, singing or praying. Hence, rapping, you know, like you will never hear me, and you will never hear me stutter when I rap.
Despite growing up in what South African rappers call the ghetto, nothing about Pitch Black's life spelled rap star. He started out as a classical pianist. He even taught music and would do rhymes for his students just to get their attention. He was so good at it that he won himself a spot on a radio contest. Immediately, he was compared to American rapper Busta Rhymes, who has that same quirky staccato delivery. But when you ask Pitch Black who his biggest influence is, he names another American rapper, Redman. New York Times pop critic Kelafasane interviewed Pitch Black for the paper. He says he loves it when foreign rappers dig deep and find less iconic artists, like Redman, to emulate.
That's why it's so cool to hear the way in which he's influenced by hip-hop, and that's why it's kind of encouraging to realize that it doesn't just have to be hip-hop spreads all over the world and gets popular and people in other countries want to sound like America. No, it's not quite that. It's that hip-hop is big and rich and complicated, and people all over the world react to different things in it, find different traditions within hip-hop, and find different ways to make them their own.
There's less potential for Pitch Black to return the favor and cross over to American audiences, Kelafasane says. Language might be part of it. Even in Johannesburg, it isn't easy to find someone who can parse his polyglot slang. Still, Mpumi Phillips, the marketing manager of his record label, Ghetto Ruff, says the title of one Pitch Black song has entered the local vernacular, Matofo Tofo.
That's a slang word, but because he's popularized it and made it a kitchen name, you've got the sports anchor saying, oh, that guy played a Matofo Tofo game, you know, which Matofo Tofo means the good things. It's like what he's saying in the song is like, I want the good life, I want a good looking girlfriend, I want the money, I want the cars, I want it all.
But this isn't a bling-bling song. Pitch Black just wants to live better than he has been. And while he may not have the money or the cars yet, he's got the girls. As funny-looking as he is, women flock to him, wanting him to autograph their boobs.
I did expect it, but it's very scary, man.
You did expect it?
Yes, but it's very scary. You know, when you see an older woman, like a 60-year-old woman, wanting you to sign a boob, a big boob like that. You know,
it's just like you've become the most unlikely sex symbol in a way.
No. I would say the pride of the nation.
Modesty aside, that pride is only likely to grow. His second album is due out early next year, at which point he'll probably have a real afro. For the moment, it's a Pitch Black afro wig. For NPR News, I'm Sean Cole.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.